Gail Edmonds, you delightful creature, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right, I'm surviving. We're talking this week about The Defeated, season one on Netflix, about it's a thriller about an American cop who arrives in Berlin in the summer of 1946. Shall we take a cheeky listen to a trailer?
There has been a murder.
We don't have resources. We're too inexperienced.
The whole situation is complex.
It's a mess.
Irgendwas machtvolles in dieser Stadt. Und ich will die haben.
One big cake, four sectors, four nations.
This is post-war Europe.
Hitler's dead.
Spirit, it lingers on.
Alles andere, die helfen Frauen.
Die hat aber ihren Preis.
What happens now?
I want to stop him.
It's not like they're innocent, these people.
The kids.
This is Western decline.
Change begins in darkness.
Beautifully edited, Vian. Thank you very much. That sounds like a corker, and I recognise there's one voice that I recognise in there, which is of Michael C. Hall, Dexter.
Indeed, yes. He plays the bloke running, the heading up the American sector of Berlin after the war. Mm. And the lead is Taylor Kitsch, who played Kevin Carter in the Bang Bang Club movie.
No idea.
For the South African audiences. But and also he was in this football drama, which I'd was very popular in America. But he is an NYPD cop, Max, who is sent to Berlin to set up the police station, not just one of the police stations there, which is basically manned by a woman called Elsie, who's played by German actress Nina Hoss. And she has sort of collected a ragtag collection of mostly women and a couple of young men who are left over to create a police station. And, of course, it's complete mayhem just after war. You know, when you learn history in school, you sort of get the sense that the war ends on this date and everything pops back to normal. But, of course, that's not how it works.
No.
And the CGI in this is magnificent, just to see the sort of literally the city reduced to rubble. And there's obviously many, many children sort of running around because they've obviously lost parents. There's many, many women, very few men on the German side because they're either dead or in prisoner of war camps. The only men around are the soldiers, the French, American, British and Russian soldiers. And obviously a lot of them are very dangerous to the women. And it's just there's a very nasty murder that occurs early on. Two American GIs are sort of beaten to death. And that's sort of the beginning of the cases that they start to take on. But there's a whole lot going on here. And you sort of have to get a couple of episodes in while you collect the strings. There's also someone gruesomely murdering Nazis who are obviously hiding out in Berlin. And so all these things come together. And Max, this police officer, is also, he has taken this assignment, you discover, to try and find his brother who went AWOL just after his group of soldiers found Dachau, the concentration camp. So there's a lot going on in this, and it's actually completely riveting. I really enjoyed it. And it's also a limited series, 8 parts. Which, as you know, I like. You have no discipline to stop watching.
Yeah, exactly. And 8 is a good number. 8 is a good number.
I find
6 too... If I love a series, I find 6 yes. too short and I'm devastated when it's over. 8 is good. After 8... I'm either like you. I either just go mental yeah. and I just binge forever and then you don't, you know, I have to get dug out of a hole somewhere because I've watched it for so long. Or I start thinking, no, it's got to be excellent in order for me to really kind of stick with it. 8 is a good number.
Exactly. 8 is a good number.
Yeah. The Defeated, it's called, an 8-part series on Netflix, Michael C. Hall. Did you ever revisit the new series? I say it's new, it's probably not now. Because Dexter ended, didn't it? Which I thought was brilliant.
Yes.
I love Dexter. I thought it was so good. Although, having said that, I'm now going to contradict myself because I think I did about 5 seasons and then I thought, how many more people is there left for him to kill? Really?
I admit the same. I didn't watch it. I watched a couple of seasons as well. And then, but it was still in the days when it wasn't immediately all available,
yes,
one after
yes,
the
yes.
other. So it could have been different if it had been streaming,
oh,
whereas
for sure.
you had to actually make an effort to go to the TV.
Yeah.
That might change things.
Yeah, that's true. And then it came back, didn't it, I believe?
Yes.
Dexter came back. I'm not quite sure how, because I don't know how. Maybe.
There was a follow-on series where his sister, I sort of remember I watched a couple of those, but I can't remember the name now.
Did you? Was it the same actress that had always played his sister?
I can't remember now.
If so, it's a no from me.
I can't remember now, it's so long ago. But in this season, he's sort of peripheral to the, he's sort of in this, but his character is not one of the most, he's probably the best known name in this series.
But he's
not actually the lead role.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll give it a go. The weather doesn't look too good today, so I might crack on with that later this afternoon. I might give that a bash. Okay, marvellous. Have we got any idea what we're talking about next week, or shall we liaise during the week?
We can liaise during the week. It is holiday season for the children, so we might have to see what's showing for the children.
I wonder, what is an appropriate age? Do you know how old you were when you first went to the cinema, Gail? I'm wondering if, I don't know, I'm a little apprehensive to take my daughter to the cinema just yet. She's not even two. She's something of a menace also, I have to point that out.
Yes.
I
don't think two. It's like the theatre. I think about four or five.
Do you?
I do. I think two is still at the bouncing
for everyone.
Phase.
Yes. Yeah. I know that, I don't know if they do that here, but there are a couple of friends of mine who've got very young children in the UK. They do certain cinemas do like a baby showing where you can go as an absolutely exasperated and stressed mom. You take your kids and you put them in front of a loud, bright screen, which probably isn't great for their long-term cognitive processing. And then you possibly fall asleep, breastfeeding one while the other one runs around and throws popcorn everywhere, and it's a lovely morning for all for an hour and a half of
delightful. Just sounds
absolutely hellish, doesn't it? But I wonder if there is such a thing here where cinemas kind of let mums, nannies, whoever it might be, sort of have at it with their young charges. I think it's
a business opportunity. I won't be going. Seeing now that I'm 12, now mine's 12.
Sounds absolutely hellish, doesn't it? All right, good. Thank you, Gail. We'll chat again. We shall liaise in the week. Gail Edmonds this morning with the movie review for us, and her pick of the week is The Defeated.